Larry Brown was a Marine, then a firefighter in Mississippi, someone who called writing a curveball I never saw coming, but it came. Two story collections and novels before his first memoir, On Fire, in 1993. He died 11 years later at just 53. Now, New York Times literary critic Dwight Garner says Larry Brown's writing should be resurrected. Dwight writes, "At least twice a year, someone will ask me if I can recommend a book to give a man who doesn't read as much as he might. I nearly always reply, On Fire, by Larry Brown. It's a gateway drug." Well, that got our attention, especially with Father's Day coming. So Dwight Garner joins us from his office. Dwight, what was it that got you?
Well, you know, Larry Brown was a terrific writer. I mean, his short stories in his novel Joe, which became a movie a couple years ago, are just intense and plain-spoken, and they're sort of doom-haunted and dark. And his memoir about being a fireman isn't doom-haunted at all. It's just this terrific portrait about blue-collar work in America by a writer who just has this knack for these plain-spoken, true sentences.
And right from the get-go, right from the opening words, he talks about, "I love what I do with my hands and with the hose as a firefighter.
I love the way the lights are set up on the side of the road at a wreck, and I love the way the hearse tool opens with its incredible strength, and I love the way it crushes the roof posts of a car." I mean, this is just a man talking about racing to a wreck, and just as often, he races to a fire.
I'm going to read another paragraph, the one that preceded that. "I love the knots I know how to tie, the clove hitch for raising equipment to a high window, the mighty bowline that's the only one you can trust your life to, the only one you tie before rappelling off a building. And then you step off the edge and lean back and trust your life to it, and it never lets you down." There's not a spare word in there.
It's great. And, you know, he's writing about the kind of pride that comes with mastery. He writes just as well about dogs and drinking beer and family and hunting.
Well, an entire chapter is devoted to his fight with a mouse.
And it's unprintable. I can't even quote it here. It's hilarious.
Well, that's just a little bit. I couldn't see how something so little could have so much heart. And I felt sort of cowardly. He put up a pretty good fight for a mouse. I almost thought I was going to have a stroke. Talk more, though, about why this, you think, appeals to men.
Well, I certainly know a lot of women who love Larry Brown's writing. I get asked pretty often mostly by women, not always. They talk about men in their lives who are maybe working guys who tend to think of literary writing as something fancy and frilly, when in fact, much of the stuff that's really great is the stuff that's plain-spoken, direct, that sounds like real speech, except just a little bit better.
Well, and he never expected he would be a writer.
Exactly. He didn't go to college. He went into the Marines. He drove trucks and forklifts and became a firefighter.
I love you quote him explaining how he was thinking about this and not wanting to say it out loud. And then in the perfect scenario, he writes, "I did tell this to a good friend of mine one day a little over 12 years ago up in a pasture near a pond we were fishing in. And he didn't laugh."
Isn't that great?
Yes. But look, we have to say, you can't get the book.
It's such a drag. You know, I'm writing this new column for the Times. It's called American Beauties, and it's about books that have kind of been forgotten. And the problem is that a lot of them are just out of print. And after I wrote about this book, it essentially disappeared. And
I know. We tried. We called used bookstores, and it just people snapped it up. So now you can only download it for Kindle.
You can get it on Kindle. You can go to your library.
If it's not taken out.
Right.
Thanks to you.
I'm hoping it gets republished because it deserves to be in print.
Yeah. Again, another thing about, I feel why he's so appealing. And my Kindle just shut down again. See, this is why we need, you know what, Kindle readers convince me that we should convert. But in the meantime, what I love is the contrast when he's being all man. Things in this room, radio, mic, scanner, encoder, fire phone, dispatcher's desk, chair, Playboy magazines, maps, refrigerator, sink, you know, just the stuff that he needs. But then in another chapter, he also talks about his family having those ticks that you can get in some parts of the country. He writes, "It made us feel like inferior people, although we knew it wasn't our fault. When company was over, we'd be shifting our eyes around, looking to see if one of them was walking."
Yeah, those are the perfect seven words. I mean, it made us feel like inferior people. Somehow he just gets to the heart of what it's like to sort of be embarrassed by your surroundings, and he sometimes is.
Yeah. So Dwight Garner, what a loss, 53.
It's a shame. I mean, you know, he smoked like a chimney. He drank a lot. I think he had a fun time and a good life, and I think he really enjoyed himself. But a lot of people, and myself included, we miss him.
Well, you're right. I am opposed to trigger warnings, but On Fire should probably have them. It may make you want to drink beer while driving slowly and looking at the world in the late evening night while listening to music in the front seat of a pickup, one of Brown's favorite activities. I can't recommend these things, you write, but Brown makes them sound very sweet indeed.
One of his favorite things was what he called low riding, going out in the gloaming of the evening, ideally in a pickup truck, it doesn't really matter, and driving around at very slow speeds and looking at the world, ideally with a six-pack of beer in your back seat, and listening to great music. And this was something Larry did all the time, and the people who I know who loved him sort of missed doing that with him.
Yeah, well, you can get a sense of him in his books, and Dwight Garner is recommending On Fire, and we'll link you to Dwight's American Beauties column in the New York Times, featuring unsung books from the last 75 years. Dwight, thanks for this one.
Thank you, Robin.
On a gravel road, 20 miles from town, low riding with Larry Brown, up into the hills, feeling free. Red-eyed circles high above the trees, riding on a breeze. Talking about a Montana job, and who cares pizza bar, stopping at the stove for more beer and ice.